What's up, guys? What's going on? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devo, and we are going through the book of Genesis, and Jacob is headed on his journey. So this is Trust in Jesus Ministries. As we head on our journey to trust Jesus more, we're going to study Jacob's journey to the place where his uncle lives so he can get married, find this thing going on. So, yeah, if you haven't read Genesis 28, 10 through 15, check it out, see what it has to say, stop the tape, read it and see what it says, and then come back and we will discuss it. If you've already read it, man, let's talk about God, his faithfulness, his goodness, and study the scripture. So what is going on in the story? That's the first question that we got to ask. And so what we see is that Jacob takes off. His parents had told him that he needs to go and get a wife from his own people, not from the daughters of Canaan, but from his own people, his brother-in-law, Haran. He goes and marries one of, he said, go and marry one of them daughters. You know, I don't know if he knew how many daughters he had or whatever, but he was like, go and marry from my family. And so he does that. He does what he's supposed to do. He gets up and he takes off. And so when he takes off, it says he happened upon a place. He just stopped at some random place, right? Just stops. He grabs a stone, makes it for a pillow, and goes to bed. And when he goes to bed, he has a dream. And what is this dream that he's having? Well, he says he sees a ladder or a stairway or a ziggurat is kind of what people may think that this thing is. Remember how we talked about in Tower of Babel, how that tower may have been more of like a ziggurat, like a stairway or a big pyramid with stairs on it to ascend to heaven. Well, some people think that this might be it because they're unsure of the word ladder here. And then also, like, can people, two people go up and down a ladder? But that is, it really doesn't matter about any of that because the idea is just a way in which heaven and earth meet, a connection between the divine and the, not the mundane, but the heavenly and the earthly. And so it is the ascension of angels and the descension of angels upon this that represents how it connects it. It's like a place where we as human beings can meet God. And that's, I think, the idea. And so what continues to happen is that when he looks up, he says he sees God standing over it. The Hebrew is a little bit complex in its understanding because the words that it uses could be understood in different ways. It could be he's standing over it, as in the ladder, that he is above the ladder in heaven, looking down upon everything. Or it could be that he's standing beside the ladder, or standing beside Jacob, or it could be that he's actually standing over Jacob as he is laying down. And so, but whichever way it is, he is in the presence. And I think it's more like he's standing over Jacob, because he's asserting his authority, but he's also asserting his nearness. Because later on, we see that Jacob says, like, wow, God is here in this place, rather than up in heaven, you know, where the where he would be if he was standing on top of the ladder. But in any case, man, he is over Jacob in a way, or beside Jacob, or near Jacob. And he says these things to him in this dream. He says that I am the God of, he says, I'm Yahweh. He tells him who he is. He says, the God of Abraham, of your father, and of Isaac. He says, in this land where you're laying down, he's like, man, I'm giving it to you and to your seed. And he says, and your seed's going to increase. He says, it's going to be like the dust of the earth, and they will spread out from the west, the east, the north, and the south. And he says, and all the families of the world will be blessed through you and through your seed. And then he says this after, he says, behold, or lo, I am with you. And I will keep you, or I will guard you, and all that you do, wherever you go, I will be there, and I will not forsake you. He says, I will not, or I says, actually, I'm sorry, he says, and I will return you to this land this place, because he's going to Haran, right? He says, I will return you to this place, and I will not forsake you until I do everything that I said that I will do, or until I do all that I have promised to you. Ooh, them some powerful words, right? Man, when God speaks, he says some words. He spouts some fire. So, what does all that exactly mean? What does that mean? What does that show about God? What does that describe about who God is and his character? Well, it shows his faithfulness. Because look, he is reaffirming this promise that he has given to Abraham from the beginning. And that's why he describes himself, or he names himself, as the God of his father Abraham, his father Isaac. You see, because this is a promise that stemmed from two generations, and now it is being bestowed upon him. And then secondly, I think it shows God's graciousness, because he didn't come to him and rebuke him over all of the wrong that he had done. No, he just affirmed the promise in him. So it's a gracious God giving to Jacob a promise that he does not deserve. And so that's kind of tough, man. I mean, for God, he's such a good God that he would give to Jacob without any kind of, attachment. And so this is the graciousness of God that's being poured out. Well, what is this saying about man? What is the scripture exactly saying about man? Well, I think it's that we're under his rule. That is why God is standing over Jacob. That's why God is above Jacob. It's because he is master and ruler over all things. So we are under his rule, whether we want to be or not. All of this happens based on the fact that God desires to do this. And so that places us under his dominion. But it also says that the blessing, our blessing, man's blessing, comes through the seed of Jacob. You see, when he makes this promise, or reaffirms this promise, he says that all the families of the earth will be blessed through him and through his seed. That's a powerful thing, is that we are being blessed if we bless the seed. So how can we apply these truths to our lives? Well, I want to talk a little bit about what it means that God is with him. Man, that's a powerful statement, man. Just to think and know that if we are, and so the nations that are being blessed through him have this same promise as we find out in the New Testament. And so for us to realize that if we bless this seed, that God is with us, he will be a God to us. So I think that's the application today, is bless the seed. And we know that the seed is Jesus. The seed is Jesus. The only way for a relationship is through the Son. It is through Jesus. A little bit about the ladder, because we got to touch on that, right? That's a big instance that happens in the scriptures. And it's part of our application today. It's because our application is the only way that we can have relationship with God is through Jesus Christ. We have to bless the seed. We talked in some earlier podcasts about the seed being Jesus, as Paul explains that this seed, namely Jesus now, is the one who God is talking about when he says that the world will be blessed through the seed. And so Jesus himself gives an allusion to this incident, or this occurrence that happens to Jacob when he's speaking in John, I believe. And he also speaks in Luke, and he tells them, he says, man, you will see angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. And so that access, that ziggurat, the way in which man reaches, ascends to God. That's what they were trying to do at the Tower of Babel by pride, thinking that they can create something to ascend to God. But the only way that we can have this relationship, be dwellers with God, is through Jesus, because he says he is that ladder. And later on, he goes to say he is the way. He is the way. And so we find that this ladder that gives access between heaven and earth, that connects it in a way that's so powerful. Later on, we see in Revelation, it says that a stairway descends from heaven and connects heaven and earth in chapter 21, I believe, of Revelation. And so the way that this occurs, is through Jesus. He is that connection. He is the bridge. He is the only way that we can find life. And when I say life, I mean a relation and connection with the God of the universe. Hey, I appreciate you guys for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.